Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning. It's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
It's Saturday, June 8th, 2019. This is the Dollar Doctor Show on ESPN 1520. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1, we're not here, but we're here now for live calls. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. The show is brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities of Rochester, member FINRA SIPC, registered with MSRB and an RIA. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Woo!
Hello.
AP, I got a complaint.
Well, pick on Willard. He's here today.
Don't pick on me. I still own Monroe, so leave me alone.
Boy, what a stock. What a company. All they do is print money. Holy mackerel. But, AP, last week, I was halfway into my third Dunkin' Donuts when one of your callers mentioned the Nigerian brothers. Pete, I got physically ill. No more Nigerian brothers references, please.
They don't seem to know much.
No, listen, they never have a loser.
I know.
Never. Everything going. Holy mackerel. Jeez.
Well, they're pushing their options, and they're pushing their option book when I watch them. They're entertainers.
Willard,
that's all. They're entertainers.
Yeah. You got a word. I guess when Chevron yields 4.6 and ExxonMobil 5 and BP 6.3, they're all over them. So I guess they're good stocks with a huge dividend.
Well, they are to me. They are to me.
They're like a thing of beauty, like AP. It's Belmont Stakes Day today.
Wow.
So let's look at the chart of CHDN today.
Yeah, I saw somebody put out a sell on it.
Wait a minute. It broke out to new highs. It was on a high buy list.
Yeah, I know.
On IBD last week.
I was thinking of buying it.
It's so high, I hate to buy it. Maybe
can
I'm wrong.
And remember, it split 3-for-1.
Yeah, I saw that the price objective is 147. It closed at 112.
112, so it's 336 in my language. But, hey, listen, I got to be the only guy in the world who owns that stock that isn't an insider. What a cash cow. But Hey, Ward, I want you to do some, I'm going to give you the dividend plays today.
Good.
You ready?
Yeah, I got a pen.
All right, okay, AT&T, it looks fantastic on the chart. I've been touting there for months. Stock doesn't do anything, but it's got their big yields.
Well, if they ever figure out what kind of company they are, that stock will go up in the meantime. And they're cutting down on their debt, I read, about 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
So,
and they might spin off Dish Network, which would be huge. If they can get rid of that and just on their own.
Yeah.
And get rid of it. So that'll be good. I know Pete doesn't like Pfizer, but I got to love it here. Look at the chart. The chart's good here now, so I got to like Pfizer a lot here. And what about the GLPI? Did you ever buy that?
I never bought it, and you keep mentioning it.
Look at the chart. With a huge yield, tons of cash. It's a good one, Ward.
I don't remember why I didn't buy that one.
All right, but I'll forgive you this today. Pete, listen to this.
Now, that chart looks beautiful on that now.
Oh, I know. It's tremendous.
And price objective point and figure of 57.
Hey, Pete, I heard we couldn't get to 2850 on the S&P. What happened?
Well, you got through it.
But, yeah.
But do you realize since November 2018, we've crossed 2800 19 times?
I know. It's amazing. But you know what? It's a stock. I know it's a terrible thing to say, but it's a stock picker's market. If you have Monroe Muffler break, you think the S&P is 3,200. I mean, if you have some really good coverage, obviously, I got some dogs.
Don't we all?
But listen, what are you going to do? You know, you buy the yields on companies with huge cash, but hey, at least we're not going to have a crash on Monday.
Why not?
Well, because Mexico gave in.
He's baiting you.
Well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I heard the funniest thing that Trump and his Treasury Secretary are big S&P guys. But they get the market down pat. They buy the 2,700. Then they put out some tweets at 2,850. They're negative. Then they put out pies. That can't be true, can it?
Well, it would be relatively illegal and certainly unethical, right?
All right. So, are we doing well? I mean, the stock market's okay.
Stock market's okay. It hasn't done a lot, really, in a year. The bond market has been cleaning up.
I mean, if you look at the chart of TLT, I thought that might have been the end at 128. I think it's 132 now.
Yeah, my problem with TLT, which we do own on a few accounts, is what's my target? Is it 142 or am I?
I know.
Crazy.
I bought it at 100 and sold it at 112.
And you thought you were doing well with that being a bond, you know?
And that went in no time, you know. But now, who knows? I don't know. I have no idea. Pete knows. Pete's the smart guy. I'm the dope.
I don't know. I just like to tell people you can't pay attention to the news. I mean, if you saw that headline employment number, you would have thought the market was going to crash, you know.
I know. And it's what happened. Who knows?
There you go.
Warren, how about my other one? My two other ones I'm always touting. How about Harris Corp? You see that one there?
I'm going to look now. HRS, as I recall.
What a company.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And remember, they're going to merge with L3 Communications sometime in the next month. You might want to buy that company.
You know, it had a breakout at 176 on the point and figure, and now it's, 196, 198?
I got to tell you, though, 198. But I got to tell you, when they announced the merger of L3 and Harris, Harris went down to about 145.
Yeah.
Never look back after that. But when that company merges, wow. And I'll give you another one that doesn't correct. PAYX. Holy mackerel.
Agreed.
Oh, my word. But they.
We follow it.
as my father may rest in peace, you can't have them all.
Well, that whole area, and that just had a huge spread breakout.
Yeah.
That whole area has been very hot. Visa and MasterCard, you know, all the payment things.
I know, that's why if you look at the S&P.
I was afraid to buy this. Isn't this Brazilian, this company?
You got the wrong company.
You got what do we
you
got?
Paychecks.
No, paychecks.
Oh, paychecks.
P-A-Y-X.
X. I thought you said S.
I don't know.
You found a good one. P-A-Y-S
doesn't look bad either.
Yeah.
I just wrote it down. Have a look at that thing.
Hey, Pete, years ago when I was buying stocks in the 80s, there was about five stocks that had J. I bought them all just for the hell of it.
And what happened?
I don't remember. It was like in the mid-80s. But there was like five companies that started with J. I think Johnson. Remember Justin's, the class ring people?
Yep. Oh, yeah. One. They were big.
So, but now how many J stocks are there? Like 400? I mean, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't buy those all.
Hey, Wood, it was great talking to you again, my friend. Remember, Monroe Muffler, when it gets to 90, it's going to go to 100.
Most stocks do. And remember, if you still own some bonds, hold on to them for a while. See what happens.
Oh, my God. Hey, Ward, I'm old. I got to have bonds.
So they say. But this year, they've been terrific. Great performance.
Listen, if they took away my stocks, I might as well call it a day. I mean, I love to look at the stock market. Win or lose, it's in my blood. It's been in my blood since my father told us to look at this company called International Business Machines.
Yeah.
It was like 1,500. He goes, just watch this stock. Then we became obsessed with the stock market at about age 10. So at least I passed it on to my kids.
What do you think of IBM here?
I would own Cisco. I've had Cisco for, I can't tell you how long, and finally, well, now it looks like it's going to go to 80 someday with a good yield. But I've had Cisco forever and didn't do anything.
No, it was frustrating.
Yeah, but that guy who runs that company, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing here. And that stock hardly even corrected when the market was terrible for like 2 weeks.
That's what I liked about it. It held its line. Yeah.
And then what happens when it breaks out to a new high? Then all the bears got trouble. So, hey, listen, why don't you guys have a great week?
You too, Bill.
Enjoy the race.
It's another plunger experience today. It's okay. It goes to a good cause anyway.
You're the best, Bill. Have a good weekend.
All right, see you later.
Take care.
You are listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco Live, The Dollar Doctors, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Give us a ring Saturday morning, 10:15, 803-1520, or 800-879-7541. Good morning, George.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. How are you?
Good. Hey, I've got, a quick question on point and figure charts.
Mm-hmm.
I was accessing a free site, on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Stock charts is good with that.
That's exactly the one I was using.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fooling around with them and realized that they give you a lot of different choices, a lot of different options. But one of the choices they give you is high-low versus closing price. And I was fooling around with that, and for some stocks, it makes quite a difference in how that chart looks.
Exactly, yep.
And I guess my question is that just a matter of personal preference, or is there some concrete reason to use one versus the other? What are your thoughts on that?
No, it's actually whatever works best for you, to tell you the truth. I've seen people don't like the closing one. They like the high-low because the closing one misses some swings, all right? So, in other words, if it doesn't, in other words, during the day, it could go way down, come all the way back up, and the closing one doesn't pick any of that up, okay? So, you know, so it's a matter of preference. I play with both of them, really, you know.
Dorsey,
but you see what
Wright,
I'm saying? The high-low will pick up those intraday turns that the close won't, you know.
Dorsey Wright says you get one column, one direction, one day. So whatever went, you know, if it went 3 points one way or the other, that's it. And so if you open up down and you get that low, like Peter says, you won't see it, and it closes up 10 points, you won't see it.
Yep.
And that's what Dorsey Wright says to do. But, you know, historically, I don't know.
Yeah, most people that follow it use the one with the close, you know, but there are other people who argue. Some of them, they use percentage.
But if you're basing a stop-loss decision on the closing price on that chart, in reality, you could get stopped out because the actual security is going to go high-low.
Well, what will happen is that, you know, you won't get stopped out because, in other words, if you did the high-low, you might have gotten stopped out. But on the close, if it dropped on the beginning and then came back, you'd never see it, you know.
But when I'm putting a stop in, I always take a look at the low for that, you know, the next day or in the evening. I look at the low of the day, and I put my stop below that low because I've been stopped out too many times.
Yeah. Okay. So is it true to say that the high-low is more volatile?
Well, it can be. You know, it depends on the particular stock, how volatile a particular stock is. But, you know, somewhat more volatile. But, you know, play around with it and see, you know. I've never done it myself, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. That's what I wanted to bounce off you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay.
George.
Take care.
Give us a ring. We're live, the Dollar Doctor, Saturday morning, 10:20, Saperston Asset Management, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. From what I read this morning, Peter, this may be, yesterday was a follow-through day for IBD. That's four great days.
Well, I'm surprising because there was no volume, but go ahead.
Yeah, and what else do I want to say? If you look at the bullish percent on the point and figure, the NYSE BP, that reversed at 54%, which means that a little more than half the stocks are now on buy signals on the New York, about 2,000 stocks. But the big thing with IBD is volume, and light volume could be the kiss of death.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was surprised, you know, with the light volume there. But, you know, the other thing is that it was interesting, as I mentioned before, with the news. You know, it was another great example of why you don't just react to news, you know. And like I say, you know, the jobs report theoretically should have been bad, but what people are focusing on, oh, boy, it'll make the Fed lower interest rates. So they got all excited about that, you know, and it went the other way. So you never know what the market is focusing on. And believe me, I can't interpret the news most of the time. And what is good can turn out to be bad, and what is bad seems bad can turn out to be good, you know. So it remains to be seen. So don't pay that much attention to the news or react to it, you know. And I remember, you know, a while back, I don't know if there was, I guess there's somebody coming on now, so I won't do this now. Go ahead.
Good morning, Vic.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay,
good.
Chart. I took a short position on the FXI, the 3850 put, China, the largest ETF, most tradable ETF. What do you think of the chart? I pull up a 10 of 40 and a 200 weeklies, and this thing is just, it's got major support at 3850, and I probably take it at 3850.
Closed at 40 and a half.
Yeah. Had a decent day yesterday, but long term, what do you think of that one?
Chart says it broke support, the trend line.
And but the Chinese stock, if valuation wise compared to the U.S., I mean, is it wrong to have a small position in China? I say not.
No, I agree. You know, there's no question about that. You know, because all of a sudden, and how volatile things are, it could turn rapidly around the other way on any kind of news. And the real support now is down around where? I can't see it from here.
38.5.
Yeah, I sold the 38.
Yeah, there you go.
Going out a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Collect a decent premium, and then I could either roll. I rolled Boeing the same way. I just got out yesterday. And just like to me, if I have to go long, I would. But I just wonder what you thought
of that. Yeah, that's reasonable based on, you know, the way it looks, you know, with that support in that area. I agree with you. Yeah.
Willard, you mentioned IBD. How do you use it? Are you online or do you get the weekly on a weekend?
I buy the weekly every Saturday.
Okay.
And we're also members of MarketSmith, which is their premium institutional database.
Oh, really? Now, they don't have the those weekly. Remember the green books?
Yeah.
Those were the best.
I agree with you. It's been replaced by MarketSmith. But if you buy the newspaper, they will tell you, given their criteria, what's in a buy range. And you've got the Big Cap 20. You've got the IBD 50, different database. You've got the IPOs, which are very interesting. And any IPO is anything issued 3 years ago or more recently. So it's not, you know, this week or anything. And they have one for income and dividend leaders and utilities and REITs. So we plug into all those and keep up our own databases on them. And it's been helpful.
Yeah, I buy it every 2 weeks because it's just too much for me to, you know, and of course, it's just a lot of information. I do is I go from front to back and I just circle charts. And I usually find like four or five I like, and then I take them to stockcharts.com and look at them a little closer. But I can tell you what, so much of a higher percentage of hits, if you go four or five and then you pull it up 2 months later and, you know, they find some winners.
Yeah. And some of them, when they go down, they really go down.
No. You're exactly right. You got to know when to get out of those. I'm just curious how you use it. So you're more online, but you do the paper edition.
It's because of my age.
No. All right. Hey guys, good show. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Vic. Yeah. You are listening to Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. We're live Saturday, June 8th, 2019. It's 10:25. Call us at 803-1520. Or 800-879-7541.
And I was thinking about this morning about the lesson of the news, you know, not using the news. And I remember there was a parable. I went and looked it up, you know, about a Chinese farmer. And this was written, somebody wrote this article in 2009, how an ancient story resonates in today's hard times. But you can say this resonates all the time. And the story goes, although it varies among different people who have printed it, but it says, a Chinese farmer gets a horse, which soon runs away. A neighbor says, that's bad news. The farmer replies, good news, bad news, who can say? The horse comes back and brings another horse with him. Good news, you might say. The farmer gives the second horse to his son, who rides it, then is thrown and badly breaks his leg. So sorry for your bad news, says the neighbor. Good news, bad news. Who can say, the farmer replies. In a week or so, the emperor's men come and take every able-bodied young man to fight in the war. The farmer's son is spared. Good news, of course. So it all depends. You never know, right? You know,
never know.
Good news may turn out to be bad news, and bad news may turn out to
be good news. That's why they use that expression, a blessing in disguise.
Exactly. But it's also true in the market, you know. What seems like bad news is really good news, you know, depending on how everybody is looking at it in terms of the big money, the investors, and what people are looking for. So once again, you know, a normally thing that's saying the economy is slowing down, the interest rates hit the lowest level, I don't know how long, you know, and the bond market is saying
something's wrong.
The world's coming to an end, right? You have to have a different approach, you know, unless you are good at interpreting the news. Meanwhile, you haven't mentioned the chat box at all.
No, I'm looking at it, and Art from New Jersey said he lost his screen, and everyone else is 6 days ago.
Yeah, but you didn't mention how to get on it today.
I'm going to let you do that. Because it's still...
Yeah, there is a chat box. You know, we like to talk to people.
We have the website redone, let's put it at the top as a
button.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now, if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, we do have a chat box. If you go to saperstein.com, SAPERSTON.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box. You can type in a question, type in a symbol, and if you put the symbol in, Let us know whether you're looking to buy it, sell it. You know, you're holding it right now and don't know what to do with it, and we can go from there. So once again, go to saperstein.com, Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming. And at the bottom of the page, there's a chat box, and you can type in a question or a symbol. And I would recommend to people that they pick up this week's Barron's.
I do every week.
There is so much unbelievably good information there. Not on what to do, but food for thought and things that you may not realize. So I encourage you to read it.
Here's my comment. In Florida, I can get it Saturday morning. In Williamsville, where I get my papers, I have to wait till Sunday morning.
Do you really?
Explain that to me.
I don't know. That's why I subscribe online.
Hard for me. I'm too old for that. Good morning, Frank from Rochester.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Willard. How are you today?
Great.
Got a few. Like your opinion on FNMA.
Fannie Mae, a lottery ticket.
I haven't looked in years. There's all kinds of scuttlebutt going on what they're going to do with that company. In the government.
Well, it's a cash cow for the government, you know, so it remains to be seen.
Chart looks terrific, doesn't it?
It just broke out, you know.
Closed at 318, price objective, point and figure, $7.25.
Yeah.
It is on technical attributes by Dorsey Wright, it is the strongest. So I will go look up the news and see, because I read something about 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's very, you know, the government, it's all up to the government, you know, what they're going to do with it. Right now, the government controls it, essentially owns it.
Yeah.
So, so the bet is, I mean, the lotto ticket is that they're going to, you know, let the public own it from now on.
You know, they're up 200% this year.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
A big deal.
Yeah, in other words, they're going to let it loose. But right now, I think it's a cash cow for them.
But I mean, it's a speculation, of course.
Oh, it is definite speculation.
But I think it's worth holding on to. I only have a couple hundred shares.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a lot of money in it, yeah, I'd hang on to it.
Okay.
At this point, you've been so patient.
Okay. That sounds good. What about KHC?
KHC.
I've been very frustrated by it. I doubled up on a position a guy had to sell the high cost and didn't, and waited because I thought it was starting to turn around, which it was in January. And now it looks like
catching a falling knife.
How about that? It closed at 28. It seems to be having support there. You know, the big worry there is that they took on a lot of debt when they created that company, and Buffett was behind the thing. So the only hope might be that Buffett's going to do something not just for himself and his shareholders, but because of the ownership of the company, something strong. It did bottom at 27 on the half box chart on point and figure and reverse to 28.5, which is good because it showed a bottom. But where's it going to go, you know? Maybe 42 or maybe 32 where it fell down from.
Mm-hmm.
Using a point and figure.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Kraft Heinz is a stock. We didn't say that.
Yeah, but didn't some Brazilian people take this over or something?
It was Buffett and the Brazilian people.
Yeah, and that was worrisome
at the time.
Yeah, and they say these Brazilian people don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know, U.S. equities is at the top of the pile.
No, but I'm talking about the management. You know,
and it's not U.S. equity anymore.
That's but anyway, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, you want to put a little bit of money into it.
Well, I have some, but I forgot I even owned it because they discontinued their dividends, I believe, in December 2017. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any when I did my taxes for 2018. I don't remember putting any dividends down for them,
do you have it in a taxable account or not?
Yes.
So that, you know, if you want to take a chance, you do what Willard said, you know, sell it at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't do it that way. I buy another 100
Buy another 100
and then
right.
sell the high cost in 31 days.
Right.
to book that in. It'll stay on your return. You know, $3,000 a year. You can have $12,000. They take three a year off your ordinary income.
Right, exactly. You can only go
so,
up to three.
So whatever right. you have, okay. you could double or buy another position and then
sell the higher position.
Yeah, at 26.5, all bets are off. I don't think Buffett will let that happen, but it's just conjecture because the debt
right.
is the debt is choking them.
Right, yeah, hopefully he'll be a white knight.
Well, it's possible.
And then do you have time for one other one?
Sure.
Oh, W-E-N.
Wendy's.
I have been in and out of Wendy's several times over the last 5 years. It's had a beautiful breakout. It closed at 1988. Bullish price objective point and figures, 27.5. The issue is McDonald's puts up a new, every 20, 25 years, a new store, a new brick and mortar, and they're clean and nice. Wendy's, just go in the bathroom, go in any bathroom.
Oh, geez.
And if you look behind the counter when you're ordering, and most of the Wendy's I go to in Florida and up here, I do go for their salad. They've got, milkshake slop on the floor, French fries the kids are stepping on at the register, and it's worrisome. I can't imagine they can pass health regulations, but, you know, they're making money. They must be doing something okay.
There you go. It's just
I
like,
love the food. It's just not a pleasant experience. They're just dirty and greasy and old.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
Oh, I agree. The stock price irrelevant. Looks terrific. I'd be a holder here. That's,
I mean, it's just like it. I told people, you know, I never bought Chipotle because, you know, the stores are dumps, you know, in terms of there's the bare nothingness, you know, and they're not even nice
yeah,
to sit
like
in.
They're not finished warehouse.
Exactly, you know, but look,
yeah.
at, you know, so what?
No, if I owned it, I'd hold it. I would think of maybe buying some. A better point would be 19, but, you know, it's less than a buck away from 19 yeah. where it broke out.
But you could always right. use a Willard's bathroom indicator, you know. So.
Well, that would mean they're going to clean them up.
Right.
And therefore, they're going to do better, right?
Right.
Because they have room for improvement.
Yeah, but the stock looks great.
I read someone yeah. that said short McDonald's last night.
Well, who knows? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, I never noticed that, but I mean, I'm going to pay attention next time I go.
Do you own Wendy's or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, hang on to
it. Yeah, I've owned it for a long time.
Price objective, point and figure price objective, 27.5.
Yeah, and it should have good support around 18, 19.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Glad you called.
If I go, I won't look in the back.
You don't.
Well, when you find one, call us and let us know next week or whenever how it looked.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. You guys have a great
weekend.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Bye, Frank.
Okay, take care now. Okay, bye.
We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
You're listening to Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors, at 10:30 on June 8th, 2019. If you're listening tonight, we are rebroadcast between 12 and 1, unless it's a sports show. And the show is sponsored by Saperstein Asset Management, with securities offered through Brighton Securities. We have a partnership interest in them. They are a member of FINRA SIPC, registered with MSRB and an RIA. They are out of Rochester, New York. And what did I forget, Peter? We have research on our website, Saperstein, SAPERSTON.com, economic research from Stone and McCarthy, except I couldn't get it to work this morning. usually I can.
Maybe, well, that's a good average.
Maybe it's the, maybe it's me.
It could be you.
Could be me. Probably
operator
is.
Error.
The operator, of course. And we do a lot of things with point and figure charting and relative strength, as well as relative strength of earnings on the company. So if someone needs a second opinion, give us a ring now at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. You can go to our website, sapriston.com. You can click on Dollar Doctor, go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat room to leave questions, and which has been very helpful for people. You can even do it during the week, and we'd see it, right?
Right.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Willard and Peter.
Your computer's down.
It's good to have you back up in New York, Willard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love to hear your voice. One of the things I did, what you mentioned, I haven't never been able really to get that Stoner McCarthy.
Well, it didn't work for me this morning,
yeah.
But it's
usually... What would the technique be? I have the screen in front of me. You go to home and then drop down and you get it?
Yeah, you go to home, and isn't there a thing that says economic research, a tab?
No. Let's see. No.
Maybe that's why it doesn't work.
I'll go back to the other one. Then.
This one?
No.
This
back,
one?
Back one. You got to go to the home. Click on home.
Okay, here we are. What's up?
Well, you got to go to our site, though. I mean, you're at Nickel City Media. But anyway,
there you go.
Oh, that's what I'm on.
And it says, you go to sapriston.com, and there's a tab that says economic commentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I usually go to this to get the show streaming because sapriston.com doesn't come in for me streaming, but the Nickel City Media comes up right away.
Well, that's what it goes. That's what it goes through. But our main page has the
economic commentary. However, today the date says June 29th, 2018. I think it's a little
whatever. But normally it's there.
Normally it works fine, and there must be a glitch.
Yep.
It's usually posted late Friday night or early Saturday morning. So it's for the week, you know, with interest rates. Wonderful, wonderful piece.
All right. I have three stocks I'm interested in getting the point and figure information on.
Good.
One is Zimmer Biotech. It's a ZBH. And I know it was up $6.80 for the week.
Well, I'm going to let Peter comment on that.
Well, it's been going sideways for
it's
how long?
They call it range bound. Since 2017... It's traded between 110 and 135 or 32.
34, whatever. If it breaks out, you got something really going again, you know, but you have to get it above that 134 area.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds good. Second item would be Cisco. I heard Bill talk about it because I've had that quite a while since it was 15. And I see it was up 390 this week in Barron's, and it showed the dividend is highlighted at 35 cents. I guess that usually means it's a dividend increase on that.
I don't know.
It's highlighted where?
Barron's.
Under the list of the stock, the price, high, low, and the dividend that's payable.
No, where? What site are you on?
No site. This is the Barron's.
Oh, in Barron's. Oh, okay. I don't know what the highlight means in it.
Yeah. I think it means increase.
Yeah. Well, it might be, yeah. But you know, it's had a big run, and it's consolidating right now. It would give a new buy signal at what?
58. Closed at 55.93, and it has a price objective of 90.
Point for what it's worth.
For what it's worth. Point and figure. There's
well,
no guarantees.
The point and figure thing, I don't know if anybody's ever done a study about how often it hits that target, but it's always said... It's no time span on it, you know. And if it hit it 10 years later, you'd say, boy, that was the right target, right?
Well, in this case, it would be you double your money.
Right.
That's all right over time.
I know, right. But it does give you a parameter for risk and reward.
Gives you a feeling of comfort.
Yeah,
because I'm holding that since $15 this year.
Yeah, you're doing great.
The last item would be Gameco. Now, I read a lot of about Barron's today.
What's
its
symbol?
GME. It's 502 down 256. So
well, game. I call it GameCo in my mind. GameStop.
And they say that the earnings are down, I think, 10%, and they're thinking that they're going to go the way of blockbusters because people will be streaming these games.
Well, the odds are. I mean, you know, that's what the odds are.
Yeah, and there's no, you know, we always look for a bottom, point and figure, and then a turnaround. There's no turnaround here.
I mean, their business model is shot.
Right.
They had a big dividend, which I think they may have suspended.
Well, they eliminated it.
Yeah.
You know why Blockbuster disappeared? Because of the streaming, right?
And Netflix
had a different setup, you know. And
I read about Netflix and a Popular Mechanics or something in 1997, 1998.
Right.
And I read about a Roku. So I ordered a Roku box. Yep. And then you could get Netflix, except I was doing Netflix by getting CDs in the mail. And you'd get one, watch your movie, put it in a prepaid thing, and 2-3 days later you got another one. And then they went live in streaming. Netflix went live in streaming. If you had the Roku box, that put these people out of business.
Yeah, I have Netflix as part of my cable program.
Yeah.
And although there's hundreds of movies on there, I'll be darned, I can't find any one of them that I'm interested in watching.
Well, type in on the search. It's called World War II in Color.
Right.
And it starts out at the beginning of World War II. There's 13 of them. I mean, and each one's an hour, hour and a half. They're fascinating. So their documentary thing is a big deal. And it took me a year to watch them all.
Is there easy to find that search box area there?
Usually when you bring it up, there's a thing that says search.
Right.
And then you hit the box, and then you type in World War II, and you'll see it on the right. And it'll say World War II in color. And they've got the old newsreels and the old films of the Germans and the Americans and the Soviets. They weren't Soviets then.
But anyway, you know, Willard's
they have a
big
great documentary
buff.
Thing. Yeah,
big
and they
history
have,
buff.
You know, Ken Burns, who does all the did all the things on
Civil
Vietnam
War
and the Civil War. They've got all his stuff on there.
Yeah,
right.
So, but I would agree with you. I usually go look and don't see anything I'm interested in the movie that I'm interested in looking at. You know? So.
Right.
Well, movies are tough. They're for young people.
Yeah. Well, they're also
no offense.
They're also B and C movies they put on there.
You know what? I've been getting more of anything else than on YouTube. They had all the old Highway Patrol, Dragnet,
Dragnet.
And Amos and Andy, believe it or not, even though it's in this country, and one or two other old-time shows. They have all the episodes. Groucho Marx, too. You bet your life.
My favorite. Jack Benny.
So I really enjoy
Jack
that.
Benny, right?
You mean they haven't made them take Amos and Andy off?
No. But they took it off the radio and the old-time radio shows at night.
Even though
that would come from Canada
also. Oh, yeah. But anyway, we won't get political or politically correct.
No, not at all.
Politically
all right, I enjoy the show a lot, and I look forward to hearing it.
All right, let me know next week if you can get the economic
World
research.
World War II.
World War II and the economic research off our website.
Okay. Oh, yes, I'll try that, too.
Perfect. All right. Thank you for calling.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Give us a ring. The Dollar Doctors were live Saturday morning, June 8th, 2019, on ESPN 1520. Call us at 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. What's your favorite stock?
Probably should check the chat box.
If I know how to do that, I'd be good. I'm going to do what we just told everyone to do. How about that?
No, click on live streaming.
Thank you. You got a favorite stock while I'm looking?
Do I have a favorite stock?
Nah. Chatbox is just Art saying he can't get in.
Well, I mean, there are some great stocks out there. Microsoft is one.
Microsoft, I think had what they call a shakeout pattern, where shaking out all the weak holders and turned around.
And the one you mentioned, Roku, has been unbelievable.
It's hard for me to buy Roku.
And I think Roku will be the next Netflix. So.
Well, I'm going to write it down and have a look later.
You realize that something like 30 or 40% of all TVs come with Roku on it now.
I do, because I've looked in the stores. Yeah. They have a little thing. And So
but
I don't. So I don't need that whole business I bought years ago. And
exactly. And then, you know, as people, we always go through, you should look at sectors, you know, and we've been pointing it out for weeks and weeks and weeks. Home builders at the top, you know, which is.
You know what's heating up? And I'm a bottom fisher. I can't help myself. Some of the old food stocks. I think Campbell Soup has a prayer. You got to do your own research. I think General Mills has a prayer. Do your own research.
Well, it's interesting that consumer staples were terrible, and now they're up 15.5% for the year.
Yeah.
So they've been coming along, you know, except for Kraft and Heinz, you know, but
Mondelez has been terrific.
Mondelez
the other half,
good.
The other half.
Even I think what was the one? GIS. What's that?
General Mills.
General Mills, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. What I just said. General Mills
yeah,
is
right.
Looking. I mean, people are eating Yoplait yogurt
yep.
and Cheerios and Wheaties.
Maybe which is hard to imagine because I look at the prices of cereal and I nearly have a heart attack. I used to eat a lot of cereal many years ago. I don't eat it anymore.
Used to have it for dinner.
Yep. But, you know,
nothing
$5 a box or something. What is
yeah.
it? But anyway.
Well, you can go to the health food store and get Mucilex or something.
There you go. But anyway, you know, the top sectors, home builders, and technology, despite being hits, still the second best sector all year. You know, up 22%.
You know, I saw an interview with Michael Dell and maybe a month ago. I didn't realize they don't just make computers. The stock's been horrible. It's dropped from 70 to 50, but he sure was impressive and said they're making money hand over fist. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Have to
man.
Be looked
don't know
into.
Why the stock's doing that. But
earnings.
But it is interesting because, you know, everybody got worried about this antitrust action against the FANG stocks, you know. And, you know, once again, if you go to Barron's, it's very interesting. They have a big article about the risk, breaking down the antitrust regulation risk. And they said, you know, once again, it could be this Chinese article, good news, bad news, bad news, good news. And they're saying they do a nice breakdown of all those companies and what antitrust action would mean. And while none of these companies are monopolies in the sense that normally would be the case, which is they're harming the public, right, when it comes down to it. Certainly Amazon's not harming the public, you know. But they also mention a lot of these companies could spin off parts of their companies, too, you know, if they're pressed, then that could end up being beneficial. So I encourage you to read Barron's article on the antitrust regulation risk.
And do your own research.
Yeah. And there was another interesting thing. There's something called modern monetary theory that's being embraced by the Democratic left, but also by a lot of other people. And they're pointing out that based on that, government debt doesn't matter.
Well, you've always said it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I always think it does.
They said private debt's really what matters, okay? But I encourage you to read the article.
I'm gonna.
On why.
But I read the headline and I said, phooey.
No, well, I did too, but then I started reading it and it made some interesting points, okay?
But if you go back and look through history.
Well, Milton Friedman said government debt doesn't matter either, but go ahead.
Isn't he dead now?
Well, he may be dead.
He bought a red Corvette. I read that years ago.
Anyway.
He bought a red Corvette with
yep.
a white top.
Well, you know, read the article because, you know, it gives a different spin, and parts of it may be correct, you know.
When you look back over history, over 100-year spans, the countries that were terrific overdid it with debt and eventually folded, or the economies mm-hmm. folded in those countries. This may not happen in our lifetime, but at some point, they either have to cheapen the currency or debt has to be paid back. Well, you and I have to pay back our loans on our houses.
Read this article because it says no.
Well, you can pay it back by funding with cheaper dollar, by issuing more currency, right?
Yep.
You're just saying let it grow.
But they're saying increasing more currency doesn't necessarily cause inflation, if you read the whole theory. So it goes against most of what everybody has believed, okay? And it's not a perfect model, but it's interesting. It brings up a lot of interesting points. So I think.
What if it's an excuse for the politicians, Democrat or Republican, to just keep borrowing?
Oh, well, it goes through and it shows the parts of it that work and that make sense that go against what we normally believe, you know. Hmm. So that's hard to say.
Interestingly, the TIPS, TIP, which are the Treasury Inflation Securities, are going up. Went from 108 this year to 115. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, you know, here's another thing we're talking about, you know, not paying attention to the news, and there's a great article in Barron's called How to Argue About the Economy and Always Be Right, all right? And he points out the 10-year Treasury yield has tumbled from 2.73% at the end of February to a recent low of 2.06%. Are bond investors telling us something? Yes, they don't know what's going on either.
I like that.
And I agree, you know, because he points out that back in, you may recall, July 8th, 2016, when the 10-year
1.3
yield debt spiraled, right, to an all-time low of 1.36, the S&P has returned 43% since that time. So there you go. The bond market.
I read somewhere when you start into a recession, the stock market goes up 10 to 15%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First.
So it remains to be seen. That's what I mean. You know, you can play around with anything. He also pointed out that there's never use a whole fact if a partial fact gives better support for a pre-existing narrative. For example,
who wrote this?
Jack Howell, the guy who writes the Up and Down Wall Street column.
Yeah.
And he said, for example, growth in consumer spending, big headlines, slowed in April. Troubling, I know. Never mind that it slowed from a 1.1% gain in March, which was the best in nearly a decade, to a still healthy 0.3% rise in April, or that consumer sentiment is close to a two-decade high. So it depends what you want to pick out, you know, to make your point, to prove something, you know. So anyway, right now we're down toward the end of the show. I don't know if we, I guess, what time is it?
10:53. There's time for one
time
or two
for
calls.
803-1520. The chat box, you might check.
Or 1-800-879-7541.
But the numbers, yeah, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. It'll be interesting to see what happens Monday, because Mondays have been bad.
Greg is asking about Disney.
Disney, great company.
Well, we all watched Walt Disney when we were young, and I have a stock certificate in my weight room that I had framed with a picture of Walt on it.
But you can't. What do you? Can
can't
you get
them anymore. Oh no, it's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Disney looks good.
Disney flew up, pulled back. It's going sideways. If it breaks out again.
It's going to be a breaking out at 143, 144.
About 143, 144.
Price objective, point and figure, 212.
Yep. And, you know, you might reevaluate if it got down to, what, 122 or so. Take a look
at
it.
Well, you get a double bottom break at 130. And 122, I'd buy it, maybe, using the point and figure. Here's your 122.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah.
122 would be real good support for it. Yeah, no question about it. What's the short-term potential sell point?
The short-term sell point is 130.
Yeah, 130.
Yeah.
But that's only a short-term possibility. If it did break that, it could
might
go
be
to
a shakeout.
Yeah, it could be a shakeout, go to 122. But it looks, I'd stick with it if you own it.
If I didn't own it the way I do the world, I'd buy half of what I want here and half if it drops.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have a good franchise.
And they've made some good moves lately, you know, so they're going to be doing their live streaming.
Although I went and saw that movie, the new Marvel movie.
Yeah, and that thing was...
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Worst movie I ever saw. It is, and I wasted 3 hours.
That's because you're not a kid.
Is that what it was?
You're too old.
I went to the matinee. It was only $6, and I don't care. I felt like I wasted my
time. I'm just getting even for a previous remark. But anyway.
Oh, you remember that? I thought it rolled over you.
No, I don't remember anything. I'm like a woman. They never forget anything.
Oh, don't do that.
Anyway.
That'll be the
right
end
now,
of this show.
Is there anybody else in the chat box there?
No.
No, that was it.
That
okay.
Was it. Disney was
so we are at the end. It's kind of interesting. You know, you mentioned the bullish percent.
Yeah.
Is that 50%? No, yeah. I could look at that as either good or bad. Why, with the market near all-time highs, is only 50% of the stocks bullish? Is that good or bad?
Well, it's like the low volume for IBD.
Yep.
It's
so
same kind of
you
thing.
Don't know. I mean, no question about it. And I think somebody pointed out, even though the markets are up, I thought more than 50% of the stocks are down for the year.
Yeah, you got to do what Bill said.
Stock picker.
Caller. Yep. Be a stock picker and be comfortable with the company. Like he loves Monroe. Other people love Disney, but it's in their names. Be comfortable, and they have a history of increasing earnings. You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Grecho, the Dollar Doctors. On June 8th, 2019, we are rebroadcast from 12 to 1 every Saturday night, live every Saturday morning, live and streaming on the website saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N, with free economic research, published weekly from Stone and McCarthy. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.